U.S. stocks rallied today as investors waited for today's election returns. I'm Jason Lopez. This is Pontech News for Wednesday, November 8th, 2006. Darn that technology. Voting machines create headaches at polling places across the nation. Video and the web is a hot topic. Today, lots of news about the coming online video ad market. This is Pontech News. I'm Jason Lopez at the Dow Jones Consumer Technology Conference in San Jose, California. Another day, another breaking story on mobile phones and how they're going to play in a totally wireless world. This time, it's YouTube making plans to come to a very small screen very near you. In fact, it's probably in or near your pocket right now. Catherine Girardot reports.
It's all about mobility and convergence these days, but you already knew that. What you don't know, because we haven't seen it yet, is internet video, on demand, on your mobile phone. Verizon Communications and YouTube just announced they're in serious talks to put YouTube clips on the cell phones of Verizon's VCast premium service subscribers. Verizon said it also plans to offer YouTube videos on demand through its Fios fiber optic TV network, being gradually rolled out nationwide. A YouTube-Verizon deal would be a win-win for the players involved. As voice service revenues decline, wireless carriers want a piece of the internet entertainment action, and web companies like YouTube want to break out of the PC box and cozy up to consumers, wherever they happen to be. You have to admit, you can't get much closer to a consumer's heart or pocket than their mobile phone. And once you're in the pocket, the pocketbook is only a keystroke away. In San Francisco, I'm Catherine Girardot, Podtech News.
Well, if we're going to be watching the world's goofy home videos on our cell phones, there's no reason we shouldn't also watch TV and movies on our gaming consoles. Rio Pacino has more on Microsoft's latest Xbox announcement.
Beginning November 22nd, Xbox 360 owners will be able to download content from CBS, Turner, Warner Brothers, MTV and its properties, and the Ultimate Fighting Championship, or UFC, on Xbox Live. The content will be available in both standard and high definition, with TV shows being buy to own and movies available to rent for 24 hours before they are deleted from the 360's hard drive. Now, with the announcement, there is concern about hard drive space on the 360. The 20GB external hard drive can hold 4 to 5 hours of HD content or about 15 hours of standard definition video. Microsoft has no specific plans to upgrade the hard drive, but did say it is an option in the future. For Podtech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
Google reached further into conventional media today. This time it's the $20 billion radio market. The search giant is reported to be in the market to buy a huge chunk of advertising from Clear Channel. That would automatically give the Silicon Valley search company a strong foothold in the industry. Advertisers will be able to buy radio time online using the same Google AdWords system that powers their web search ads. What this might mean for Clear Channel is unclear. The company is the nation's largest radio station operator. Clear Channel is considering selling its company, and the questions swirl. Will Google step in to invest in a 75-year-old industry that is constantly rumored to be dying? Newspapers, also long rumored to be a dying medium, got a nod from Google Monday when it announced plans to offer ad sales in many of the nation's top daily newsprint publications. The intersection, though some would call it a seizure of the web by video, has the ad world abuzz. The media measurement service Nielsen is wedding TV and web data into a new national database to provide a comprehensive picture of consumers' TV and online activities. Podtech's Matt Kelly explains.
The new service combines Nielsen's PeopleMeter sample of more than 30,000 respondents with NetRatings NetView sample, which tracks the internet use of about 29,000 homes and businesses. The fused database will provide demographics including age, sex, education, household income, and region of the country to provide an overall view of consumers' TV and online activities into one database. The goal is to allow TV programmers and advertisers to study the relationship between television and internet internet use. A test run will begin by installing software meters on the laptops and personal computers of homes installed with Nielsen People Meters. Assuming successful test results, full deployment of the new measuring system will be in place for the 2007-2008 television season. For PodTech News, I'm Matt Kelly, reporting from the Dow Jones Consumer Technology Ventures Conference in San Jose.
All this talk about Google disrupting advertising in the old world suggests that the internet might be settling down. In our tech stat of the day, as Michael Klinger discovered, all is not so smooth sailing on the web.
If your eye isn't drawn to the ads that run along the side of web pages you visit, you're not alone. New research shows that consumers prefer to find what they're looking for on their own, navigating to advertiser sites instead of clicking on ads along the way. While this may not spell the end of online banner advertising, 60% of users surveyed were more likely to check out a site they saw advertised than they were to click on the ad itself. Almost 70% of users in DoubleClick's annual Touchpoint survey said they would probably check out a product in an actual store before clicking on the ad. More people make purchasing decisions by doing web research than going to the store to check stuff out in person, or even trusting word of mouth. While the study questions the value of banner ads, it also shows that consumers rely heavily on websites, especially corporate websites, for product information. With your tech stat of the day, I'm Michael Klinger.
And ending on a science note, sleep. Well, couldn't you use some right now? Scientists say it would probably be a good idea. A better idea would be to get regular sleep. That according to a University of Virginia study, but you didn't need the University of Virginia to tell you that. Here's the blunt finding for all those time zone hopping business travelers. Mice who get irregular sleep die younger, and they don't close many deals. And this other note, if you plan a lie-in this weekend, in other words, to sleep in, new research suggests if you sleep in late on Saturday and Sunday but wake up early on Monday, you'll probably be a bit groggy to start your work day. No word on whether you'll die young. How about a positive note? It appears that sleeping on it is a good idea. German scientists have discovered that during sleep, the brain collects what is learned during the day and helps you remember it better the next day. So let's see how well you remember these numbers tomorrow. The Dow closed up 51 points at 12,156, NASDAQ up 10 at 2375, and the S&P 500 up 3 at 1382. PodTech News Daily is produced by Michael Klinger, Catherine Girardeau, Matt Kelly, and Rio Pacino. I'm Jason Lopez.